Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.
Time now for the business news with Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post. And I think you have an appropriate story to start on the day that we learn that retail outlets, the non-essential ones that have been shut, will be open again from next Tuesday, on a day when the Irish retailers are trying to compete with the international competitors on Black Friday. You have some interesting figures on retail sales for the month of October.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. Now, some of these figures from the Central Statistics Office are pretty much academic because we know retail has been closed, or non-retail, non-essential retail has been closed for October, but for November. But in October, retail sales were up by 8% compared to October last year. Now, there was a slight dip from September, but it was less than 1%. And when you look at some of the figures being put out by the CSO today, they showed that retail sales for most sectors have actually recovered all of the ground lost this year, and they're now ahead of where they were in February when the pandemic really began. Now, it's been driven by lots of the things. We talked about food doing quite well, sales up by more than 7%. We talked about online retail is doing well. You know, but I suppose, Matt, you know, had you said back in February or March that retail sales would have recovered to the extent that they have, you know, you've been you would have been very shocked, because there are, okay, look, the bar sales are down by 50%, fuel sales are down, department store sales are down, but there are issues affecting department stores that have nothing to do with COVID. But if you look at the majority of retail sales and the sectors they're in, they're actually ahead by both volume and even in value terms as well, so that people are not cutting prices massively to try and get people to buy. Now, again, some of it is driven by things that people have been forced to do. So we know the supermarkets and food sales are well up, but other things are doing as well. Electrical goods are up. We're looking at clothing sales up as well in parts of the country, and online sales are up as well. So overall, the retail sector recovering most of the ground for some of the year. Some sectors, as I said, not doing great, bar sales as you would expect, but overall ahead of level five. Retail, not in the worst shape possible.
Yeah, I just see this story got up in the Irish Times in the last hour. Inditex, which owns Zara and various other brands like Massimo Dutti and Bershka, has sort of decided to sort of put a halt to its planned expansion in Ireland, presumably because of the changes in retail trends. And those are certainly affecting Philip Green's Arcadia. Tell us about the latest on that.
Yes, it looks like Topshop, which is the main brand. So Topshop, Dorothy Perkins and Burton's are part of the Arcadia Group, owned by Sir Philip Green, the big retail billionaire in the UK, who has gotten into trouble for different reasons in the last number of years. Well, his business has been under pressure. We know stores in Ireland and in England have been closed, around 500 of them. However, it's been reported by Sky News today that he is on the verge of calling in administrators to take control of the business. Now, this would be an insolvency process similar to examinership in Ireland. They will be looking to reduce the number of rents, possibly reduce its pension fund deficit as well. However, Matt, in an insolvency process, there will be a lot of pressure to retain all of those stores. We know some of them in the UK are under pressure and had been before COVID-19 hit. There's already been a number of store closures in Ireland and in parts of Britain as well. So how many of those remaining 500 stores, which employ 15,000 people across England and Ireland, would be retained by the administrator? So a worried time for many of those employees. Philip Green has attempted to prop up Arcadia in the past. He's dug into his own pockets to help out the pension fund, which is a huge deficit. However, he is not immune to what is happening on the wider high street as a result of online retailers moving on his ground, and also the closures that have happened this year. So it looks like he is struggling to maintain this business. Sky News reporting that Deloitte are being lined up as the administrators. Perhaps they could be called in as quickly as this weekend. The company does say that even in an insolvency process, those stores would open when non-essential retail reopens in the next week.
Now, it's extraordinary that the talks between the European Union and the United Kingdom about a new trade deal continue so close to the 31st of December deadline for the end of the special arrangements, the first year of Britain being out of the European Union. Those negotiations continue, but it is worrying enough to see as well Enterprise Ireland saying that Irish firms, despite all the warnings, still aren't fully ready for Brexit.
Yeah, 35 days to go, Matt, until the 11 o'clock deadline on New Year's Eve. And this is a survey, as you say, by Enterprise Ireland of 600 companies. And they found that half of Irish businesses believe that they have got that they are fully prepared for Brexit. But when you look at some of the further detail in this, it would alarm you. Now, the government's saying, look, it obviously this year many companies have other issues on their mind. But if you go down through the details of this survey, half of businesses have yet to decide who will be processing all of the potential documentation and procedures that you would have to do when goods are arriving in from the UK. 30% yet to decide, you know, what customs will I have to manage? Will I get somebody to do it on my behalf? About 40% of companies don't know how they'll even pay these new customs charges. And some people, about, again, another half of businesses, don't know the actual tariff values that will apply to goods coming in from the UK. So while a lot of businesses do feel, yeah, we're ready for Brexit, we're ready for the issues in the supply chain, when you dig down a little bit further, many of these companies who will be small firms, and the UK will be their biggest market where they get goods in from or get goods to, aren't actually on top of the detail. And we are only, what, as I said, just over 30 days away. Now, we might get a deal. The talks are ongoing. Michel Barnier is back in London today, having been isolating for the last number of weeks. However, if you look at some of the mood music coming out of Brussels on the potential for a possible deal, the sticking points are still there. Fisheries are still an issue, even though we've had a leak this afternoon about some of the potential deals that may emerge. But I think the bigger point, Matt, that is going to stall these talks is the so-called level playing field. Will Britain be able to prop up its companies, giving them an unfair advantage and yet still get the benefit of a free trade agreement? I think that's going to emerge in the next couple of hours and the next couple of days as the biggest hurdle to a deal. Boris Johnson saying that, look, a free trade deal can still get over the line. He's a very optimistic fellow. I don't think anybody else in Brussels will be showing the same level of optimism as he is today.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post. Thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.